Please don't bang the microphone. Please don't bang the microphone, thank you. Thank you, Minister. The National Human Rights Commission is set up under Law 28 of 2018, which defines its powers, organisation and operation in keeping with the Paris Principles. As one of the major institutions, it is an independent administrative authority to promote human rights and fundamental freedoms, and has moral personality and financial autonomy. Under Decree 14 on budgetary assignations for 2024, it has a budget of 1,444 CFA francs, divided into staff spending, goods and services, transfer and investment. In order to do this, all state services under Article 2, Paragraph 3 of Law 28 to provide all necessary assistance. The Commission has access to all detention centres and independently carries out its investigations and publishes reports under its internal procedure. It has 11 commissioners, of whom at least four are women, and it fully and independently carries out its mission under freedom of expression and protection of journalists. In Chad, the press is covered by Law 20 of 2019 on audiovisual communications and Law 31 of 3rd December 2018, ratifying Ordinance 25 of 2018 on the system for the written press and electronic media. This provides a broad range of freedoms to the media, which fully carry out their role in this transition period. There have been requests for amendment of certain legal provisions, particularly on the qualifications of the director of publications or chief editor of a press body. In order to seek a return to the constitutional order, the government will address these requests, considering the issues of stability and peaceful coexistence, without which socioeconomic development in our country is not possible. In the interim, these provisions, we can affirm, do not block in any way the actions of journalists in Chad. Looking at the mechanism of the national process for coordinating the implementation of recommendations, we have a mechanism for coordinating implementation of recommendations. Under the relevant decree, there is an interministerial commission for follow-up of international instruments on human rights and reporting to the treaty bodies. It is responsible for disseminating reports and recommendations for reviews, making recommendations to the government on draft laws in order to harmonise them with international human rights instruments, and raising awareness of recommendations and conventions as well as laws on the promotion and protection of human rights. It has 31 members from the relevant departments responsible for human rights, a representative of parliament, representatives of trade unions and associations to defend human rights, and has a permanent secretariat with 5 members. This constitutes the institutional memory. Thank you.
Merci.